here with a group of Jen and Leslie-Anne and Jeanette and me, Sarah, and we're going to be talking about the fall today, which may seem unrelated to Christmas, but we shall come on to that.
Because we've gone from the brilliant world that God created to suddenly the bit where it all goes wrong. And it really relates in, because it can't, if it hasn't gone wrong, I think that then we wouldn't have all had the whole Jesus story and what happened with Jesus, and he gave our life for us. So it all links in, but I sort of think, oh, you know, how amazing would it have been for us to be walking with God in the garden, and how we could have been doing that, and now we do it in a totally different way.
A lot of regret.
Yes,
definitely. The world would just have been such a beautiful place, and without all the awful things that we keep on hearing about and seeing.
Absolutely. It's interesting, isn't it, that God sort of says, oh, you know, where are you? And that sort of sense that the doing the wrong thing has sort of disconnected them. They're no longer visible to each other. They don't know where each other are. There's a separation there, isn't there?
And they blame each other, don't they? The first reaction is it's somebody else's fault. They don't take responsibility for it. It's not their fault that it's gone wrong. It's somebody else's, the snakes or the...
Yeah, I think some people might say, well, how on earth does this relate to Christmas? Mm-hmm. You know, I think one of the things that sort of leapt out when reading it through, the contrast between Adam and Eve's behaviour, what can I get? I want that. That's for me. I want everything. Contrasting with Jesus coming to earth as a baby to serve, to put others before himself, you know, how the world gets broken by our wants and our needs and our, you know, wanting to have everything the best that we can. And why would I want to be left out from understanding? Mm-hmm. And God's sense that we are made for love and for service and to put others before ourselves.
And actually this time of Christmas is a time when we almost fall into that trap even more, because we always expect that we need to have the perfect Christmas and we need to have lots of presents, and it's, what are we going to get for Christmas? But also that we have to do everything, and they're sort of just being still and remembering that actually this is a special place that started in on the side of a hillside, and then in a war-torn country between a very poor man and wife having a baby, and that actually people came, and the people who were first there, they came and they saw in the stillness and in the dirt and in everything that something really special had happened. And just making time over Advent and Christmas to remember what happened that first Christmas, not just all the glitz and all the bright lights, but actually that God came to earth. And he came for you and he came for me.
It's ironic at this very time that those wants come out, isn't it? When actually the story of Christmas is about Emmanuel, God with us. God with us to show us who he is and his purpose for us, and fix our brokenness and give us back the connection to God, which is what our souls are really craving, contrary to what the world tells us is going to make us happy. Well, thank you, lovely ladies. And Mandy and Zach are going to tell us now about one of their favourite Christmas stories, which is all about imagining what is happening in the heavens, in the battles for our souls, something I've never really thought about, and I'm looking forward to reading it. Thank you.